Oh, hello everyone. Sorry, I haven't used Audio Boom in ages. Really, really long time. But I was inspired by a post on Facebook that I posted, I don't know if it was a year ago or a couple of years ago. And it had a link to one of my Audio Boom posts, or Audio Boo as it was called. And it was just of the thunder. Really, really loud thunder. So I was like, yep, I really want to do a boo, because I was listening to a couple of my book reviews that I did, short reviews, and I would like to do one today and maybe continue them, because I quite enjoyed them. I've read quite a few books since my last boo, and I know it's been a long time, but it's all good. I hope you're doing well anyway. And this post is about a book called Me Before You by Jojo Moyes. It's quite a, I would say it's well known because it's, I heard about it through the movie that it, basically, there's a movie that has come out recently, and I saw the trailer and I was like, I have to read this book. It sounds really good. And so, obviously, I purchased the book, in this case, an audiobook, which I really enjoy. And basically, it's about a girl called Louisa Clark, or Lou Clark. She lives in a small, sleepy town. Sorry, my voice. I'm so sorry, guys. She lives in a small, sleepy town in the UK by a huge castle. And she has a sister, a mum and dad, and her sister's son. And they're all, like, it's quite a cramped yet very kind of loving and loud and insane household, let's just say. Just, you know, quite an exuberant family. She loses her job. She becomes unemployed. And she's obviously forced to look for another job because her dad loses his job, and she knows that she has to support her family, do her best until he can get back into work as well. So a job comes along where obviously in the job description she has to care for someone who is a quadriplegic. He's a rich, like his family is quite rich. The guy's called Will Traynor, and they live in this house called Granter House, which is opposite the castle. And it's pretty much, the story is pretty much how, because her contract was 6 months, how the 6 months changed both of their lives, and how lives, and how both of them had a very kind of solid views, like views that were very strong, I would guess, and then how their time together changed those views in, like, you know, irrevocable ways. I cannot say that word. irrevocable ways. And yeah, and it's got a lot of, like, secrets, a lot of things that are left unsaid, but then that people find out. I love her character. She's very, like, spunky and crazy and very unique. But he, Will Traynor, brings out, like, the worldliness in her, and he's a very depressed character because he was extremely, like, his life was very eventful, and he was into, like, crazy stunts and, like, skydiving and skiing and traveling everywhere. Obviously, he was a rich man, so, you know, he had the means to, like, enjoy his life and go crazy and be a daredevil kind of thing. So after his accident, he just didn't think that life had any meaning. And yeah, it's really nice. Like, there's a tiny bit of romance, but that's really not the focus of the book, which I really like. I love, I'm a sucker for romance, like the next person, but I think that it's nice that there are other things that are focused on in the book. I really want to see the movie because the actors look so good. I don't want to give any spoilers, to be honest. Like, I would, but I just feel like it would ruin the book for you guys. Because, as I said, there are secrets and there's, like, it's a very sad ending. Let's just say that. It's an extremely sad ending. I've given little clues. But I really recommend you guys read it because it's not your typical, like, romance or, like, chick lit or whatever people kind of have, like, some people may have some preconceptions about the book. It's just an extremely good read, like, really interesting characters. I love the way Louisa, like, changes throughout. I like the way both characters develop, to be honest, throughout the book. And I like how they're so unlikely of a pairing, but in the end, they're, like, you know, so close. They've grown so close, and they've learned so much about each other. Okay, they're in each other's faces because of the nature of, like, Will's disability and obviously the work that she has to do and stuff to care for him and all that. But it's definitely so much more than that. And, you know, I like that the book's focus is a lot more than, like, either the disability or the romance nature of it. It deals with really interesting issues, actually, really controversial issues. And it's made me think a lot about my own views as well, funnily enough. I'll probably just say it. So it deals with the issue of assisted suicide. I'm not going to say how or why, but it comes up, let's just say. The issue comes up, and it really made me think about what I thought of it. And till now, I'm still very confused about this, like, that whole thing. I wouldn't say it's right or wrong, because I am, like, I believe in Islam, so I'm a Muslim, but at the same time, I also believe that people should be able to make the choices in their life, and especially if choices are taken away from them in any way. I can see how empowering it is and how, like, vital it is for them, for people to be able to make a choice about how they want to live their life or whatever, like, or I guess how they want to end it. So it's kind of difficult. Like, I'm pretty much on the fence when it comes to that sort of issue, but it's interesting. It made me think a lot. But it's not all, like, it's not all the only issue that the book deals with. There's a lot of other things that it deals with. So I really recommend you guys read this. I don't know how well I've done with this review, but I really wanted to give it a good recommendation and a review. So I really recommend you read it. I would love to see the movie. So I'm hoping to do that soon. But yeah, and there are really cool actors like Sam Claflin and Emily, what was her name again? Oh my god, the one that plays Daenerys Targaryen. Basically, I don't know her name, but I think it's Emilia or Emily. She's a really good actor. I like her. She's really good. Game of Thrones! But yeah, I recommend you guys read this book. I'm really trying to keep it spoiler-free, and I'm probably rambling, but it's been a while. So yeah, hope you all have a lovely day. Take care of yourselves, and I hope to post some more reviews or just random booze soon. Bye.